Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In other news, the Dolphins released edge rusher Matthew Judon.
Josh highlight tape in a moment. Question, follow-up. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Joe's out. Nate's here. Got to ask Alt Joe, Joe Kelly here, something.
Alt Joe.
Alt Joe. He bets the alts, too, in our same game parlays.
Yes.
Question for you, Alt Joe.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I heard a throat clear, I thought, like, it's just a throat clear. Now I'm thinking, are you sending messages?
I thought so, too.
Like Matthew Judon.
I'm planting seeds, you could say.
Oh, yeah. Right. You want Matthew Judon.
I see.
So in the update, you drop the old Matthew Judon available. All right.
Planting seeds. Trees happen to grow from those seeds, right? It was a pretty quick growth, I got to say. That happened in a couple days. Welcome back into Sports Talk Saturday. Joe Kelly, Derek Kramer. That clip from the morning show.
I wanted
Jeremy
you
White
to introduce that
Geary.
In because you did it.
I did. Matthew Judon. We waited until it was official. Now it is. He is on the Buffalo Bills. I know on paper you're like, why? I think you just need to throw anything at the wall and see if it sticks at this point.
Well, also.
And do you want New England to get him back? Do you want the Ravens to get him back? It's kind of a claim him to claim him scenario.
Judon is also a little on the what should I think about him this year? Because he has 0 sacks.
Mm-hmm. But he's also played for the Dolphins. So.
That's tough.
He couldn't wear his red sleeves. He had to wear orange to fit in with the uniform color scheme. But now guess what? Red's in the color scheme, baby. He's back.
So Judon, though, is a player that in years past, he's been a tormentor of the Buffalo Bills.
Mm-hmm.
So that is interesting to look at in itself. Judon last year with Atlanta, 5.5 sacks. The year prior with New England, only 4. But he had this 4-year span with Baltimore and New England where he was kind of a problem.
Yep, kind of. He was a glaring issue.
Especially in New England, his first 2 years out of the 3 he plays in New England.
Yeah.
By the way, that 4 sacks the last year in New England, it was a sack per game. He only played 4 games.
Yeah.
But in New England, he has a sack per game in New England in his last year before getting injured for the year. 4 sacks in 4 games. 15.5, 12.5.
Yeah, he was a tormentor.
He was a problem.
So if you can squeeze any last little bit out of that,
which we know Miami's not good at that defensively.
Well,
somehow.
It's better than TJ Sanders playing the edge.
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, at this point, you're in a better shape there.
Do you want to know something fun about Matthew Judon? Here's a fun fact about Matthew Judon, the new Bills practice squad addition.
Okay.
He has two-point conversions.
Oh, okay.
In his career.
Okay.
He has scored 4 points in his National Football League career.
4 points. That's wild.
He has returned two turnovers on two-point conversions for scores.
That's pretty awesome.
That's a really random thing.
Well, and they're like 99 yards.
98.
Yeah.
Well,
technically.
Where he gets the football is going to matter.
Where he gets the football is in the end zone.
Or it might be in the backfield.
It could be.
So, but there's your fun fact. There's your fun Matthew Judon fact.
So he's got 4 points on almost like 200 yards.
He's got 4 points in his career as a defender, which is how do you score 4 points? Even in a career. Like, the best I can get is, like, a kicker who plays one game and he's got a field goal and an extra point. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like, that's the typical way you're going to look at it. Like, if I told you you had 4 points in your entire NFL career, how did it get done? And then I go, oh, but you're also a defender. The only answer is it has to be that. But if I said it without the words defender in there, you're thinking, okay, maybe it's a couple of two-point conversions, or is it a kicker? That's the only way those are going to get done. And then you go, yeah, it's a defending player.
It's pretty funny. Four points.
But there it is, 4 points for Matthew Judon in his career. He has two returns, but they're not touchdowns.
Newest added Buffalo Bill.
That's tough, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, it is tough. But also, that I feel like that's such a cool little stat to like call your own because nobody else is pretty much
It's probably not common for a defender to have 4 points in their career.
Yeah.
But also, you would like one of them to be a touchdown, right?
Maybe he'll get one. If he gets some time on the Bills, maybe it happens here.
Maybe it happens here. But there you go. Matthew Judon, the Bills did release Morgan Fox from their practice squad, a player that a lot of people were interested in seeing more of.
I think Judon might have a little bit more of a ceiling to do some things.
Judon brings a Pro Bowler brand with him, four-time Pro Bowler throughout his 10-year career. Again, I mentioned the sack totals when he was with New England. He was quite obnoxious.
Quite obnoxious.
But all is forgiven. Welcome to the squad. Do you know what number he's wearing?
I know in Miami, I think he was number zero, but I don't think that
that's probably not
can't happen here.
I think he was eight in Miami.
Or maybe eight, something like that.
I'll tell you right now, it is a double-digit number. It's not what he's usually rocking.
Oh, no.
It's 36.
Don't like it. I'm already not liking that.
36. If Zach were here, he'd be like actually like petitioning a riot. He'd probably say cut him.
That's disgusting, actually. Like in every ounce of the word, I thought I got over my stomach bug. I'm quite nauseous hearing 36 is going on Matthew
36.
Judon right now.
36. So.
Can we get a number swap? Anybody?
Now. But with Judon, though, I do like that you really were like not so subtly hinting at that. That was fun. It was hilarious, and then, well, now it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised that he didn't go back to Baltimore or New England. That was actually kind of a surprise for me.
Yeah, well, I think also waiver claim-wise, I think the Bills were ahead of them.
He went through waivers. That's how he was able to be added to practice squad.
Right, so
he cleared waivers. That's why I'm surprised, because he could have went back to one of his old squads.
Well, you would think maybe New England would just...
But the New England team he left was not the same squad.
No.
They were a different team. They were conducting their facelift.
But even Baltimore struggling on defense right now, you'd think they might try.
You would think of kicking the tires there. But, you know, that hey, I'll...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'll take a Matthew Judon who's going to, I mean, he's on the practice squad, so you don't know if he's actually going to be, I mean, they're adding him, so you would think they're going to try him
out. Let's think about it clearly here. There's three practice squad call-ups before you sign a man to a 53,
and there's
right?
3 weeks left. And then in the postseason, you could just do it. It doesn't matter. So
the
that's,
math is mathing.
That's why Philip Rivers is also a Colt right now as well.
That he got signed, though, with four.
Did he?
Yeah. And with four games left, he played one
he
already.
He could be elevated for the fourth time, though, and it doesn't count, right? Or three. Is the fourth elevation that's you're on the
third.
Roster? Third.
Oh, third,
okay.
You have
third.
To.
Oh, gotcha.
After the third, you have to do it.
Maybe in the last week, they'll just...
They'll bench him.
They'll bench him. If they're going to make it, maybe they'll just bench him.
Or if they are not going to make it, very clearly.
Mm-hmm. Anthony Richardson's also kind of trending towards... I think they activated his practice window, if I'm not mistaken. He's still having some vision issues, though. So, mm-hmm. Be interesting to see what happens there. But, yeah, Matthew Judon's a Buffalo Bill.
Matthew Judon is a Buffalo Bill. And that's
not ever words I thought would come out of my mouth, I'm going to be honest with you.
Especially with how obnoxious his production was against them.
Yeah, he was kind of just the anti-Bills.
It
right?
was, oh, crap, we're dealing with Judon today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, water under the bridge.
Now, very
said.
Much it's not. It is not, oh, crap, we're dealing with Judon today. It's... Oh, Judon's a Bill. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep. We'll see what happens.
Or you say it in a different inflection. Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Judon's a Bill.
It'll be interesting to see what they actually do with him.
You're probably replacing crap with a different word, but, you know.
FCC.
I like not being fined.
That's good.
Channeling the Marshawn Lynch within me.
That guy who had to get bleeped for 5 seconds straight on the Thursday Night Football broadcast the other night. You like channeling that guy for censorship?
All right, the player.
Okay.
Not the personality.
All right.
Because ever since he's been out of it, he is... Actually, anytime it's not dealing with reporters, he's always been talkative.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
especially when he was in Applebee's and all that back in the day.
Yeah,
I came across that video last night.
Like he's always been... It's like Belichick, too.
Yeah.
Belichick, always curmudgeon-y with reporters.
And also, just when he retired, you saw kind of a different side of him.
Anytime he was, but like during his coaching career, if he was with NFL Films, he loved talking about the game when he was on with NFL Films. Mm-hmm. Anytime. So,
because he was talking ball and not getting asked questions about why your team lost or what's going on in practice.
On to Cincinnati.
On to Cincinnati.
So, yeah, this segment kind of became a throwaway, mm-hmm. But I know that we're going to, in the 12 o'clock hour, we'll have some fun with the playoff predictor. And
yeah,
really
things can get really interesting here down the
put
stretch.
Put some scenarios out there for not just the Bills, but the rest of the league and what it could look like there, because it's going to be fun. Sabres playing tonight, or really this afternoon, 5 o'clock face-off against the New York Islanders. They've won 4 in a row. Vibes are different there as well. I would like to expound a little bit more on the Sabres and how things are working with them.
Because they're interesting again for the first time in a while, because they made a move, actually.
They made a move. You and I were both at the game in different spots.
Yes.
On Thursday. Again, the crowd wants to feel something, and I think that it's there. It was very palpable at the end of that game. Everyone's really like fixated on it. The Sabres obviously holding a close lead, having a penalty kill for 2 minutes out of 2:19 left in the game. It was a really good game, though. The first period was not. But it was one of those that you could escape, though. You and I had different thoughts about this, and I was texting Owen about it, too, of, oh, man, I hated that first period. I was so mad at them. And I'm like, I'm counting my lucky stars. They got out of that tied at one.
Yeah, that's a
period that if you get away with it, you then can come back out in the second period and start attacking, making up for it. But also, you totally got away with one. You stole 20 minutes.
Sure. I
outshot 12-3 and it's tied at one.
I could see both sides of that. I think I just expect them, like, if you are expecting them to make the playoffs and, like, start shaping up and, like, actually put a product out there, just escaping isn't necessary. You know the team is capable of more than just escaping that. I think that's where my frustration was. we've seen better play from this team consistently throughout the season, right? Like, they did end up bouncing back, and you're right, they did steal away that first period, but I think a tone setter would have been better for the stomach than what we watched in that first period. So I was kind of with Owen on that, a little frustrated watching that, but then they did bounce back. But I can also see where you're coming from, and they did survive that and actually got away with it. So
they got away with it, and then they took advantage of it. That's the thing. Sabres of past would just continue, or even this year sometimes too, they would just continue to play a poor game.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some interesting thoughts to it. I would like to expound on it if we have the time today.
Yeah, we are abbreviated.
We are abbreviated a little bit today. But we also do have more business to conduct. The Booty Cheek of the Week coming up next here on Sports Talk Saturday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.